Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments,
all the way down,
and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, where Jesus is Lord and Savior. Let us put our hands together and give him a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory and the honor. Amen. We thank you for allowing us to come into your homes on this morning or wherever you may be right now. But I just want to just let you know to sit back and be prepared. We are ready to experience the joy of the Lord. We're ready to give his name praise, give his name all the glory and all the honor that is due him. Amen. So let us do our morning devotions, people of God. If you would, turn with me to the book of 1 John, amen, chapter 5, starting at the 14th verse, the book of 1 John, amen, not St. John, not the book of John and the four gospels, but 1 John, amen, chapter 5, glory to God, starting at the 14th verse, and we're going to read, amen, to the 18th verse, hallelujah, glory to God. And the word of God reads as such on this morning: now this is the confidence, amen, we have before him. Whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked him for. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin that does not bring death, he should ask, and God will give life to him. To those who commit sin that doesn't bring death, there is sin that brings death. I am not saying he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin that does not bring death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not sin, but the one who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the doers and the hearers of his word. Amen. The main point I want to bring out this morning and just encourage you with is that you must have confidence in him, that when you ask anything according to the will of God, amen, he will hear you. Let me just reiterate that again in layman's terms. If you are in him and he is in you, amen, then when you ask him according to his word and his will for your life, God will hear you. Amen. It's many people that are praying and asking God for a whole lot of things, but if it's not according to his will and his life plan for you, amen, he cannot hear you. But when you really get the love of God in your heart and you really understand his word, his precepts, his concepts, amen, when you really have the heart of the master, then when you pray, when you ask for things, amen, when you ask him for something and lining it up with his word, he will hear you. Now, people of God, for those of you who are not saved, amen, and you want to invite the Lord, save the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, amen, above everything, that prayer he will hear, amen, and he hears the sinner's prayer. And when you begin to pray and ask him into your life, amen, then a new whole world opens up to you. Then you can begin to talk to him, learn him, understand him. Then when you ask him of things, things will begin to move and happen in your life. Amen. For those of us who have been walking with God for a while, we understand this concept. We understand this principle. But everything that we do, it must line up with the word of God. It cannot be about our feelings, our emotionalism. Amen. It can't be what, you know, I heard someone say, I heard the pastor and the prophet and the apostle say. All it comes down to is what does God say? Amen. And when you understand what God says, amen, no one can shake you, no one can break you, nobody can move you from that foundation. Amen. So just be encouraged. That is the effective prayer of the righteous man that does availeth much. So once again, be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Let us put our hands together. Hallelujah. And give him a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you do hear our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to the man. Glory to the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Amen. I just want to go immediately into our announcements. Amen. This morning. And then our upcoming events, and then in prayer and following prayer, the next voice you will hear will be the praise and worship that goes forth this morning. Amen. Letting everybody know Tuesday at 7 p.m., Kingdom Lifestyles with Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. 7 p.m. Tuesday. Thursday, 7 p.m., Prophetic Atmosphere with yours truly, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Every Friday at 7 p.m., join us for Jesus and Me Ministry, amen, 7 p.m., also known as JAMM, J-A-M-M, Jesus and Me Ministry. That's every night at 7 p.m., and we do invite you to come out and join us for that meeting, amen. We are located at 7956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Once again, that's 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida, amen. Amen. That's Friday night, every Friday night at 7 p.m. JAMM, Jesus and Me Ministries. Come out to worship the King, give praise unto our God, and then to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. And then Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us live for our worship experience right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. If you are not in the Brevard County area, please, we do ask that you would go to our website. You can still join us right here for our worship experience. Go to our website, www.ctkr.org. Amen. www.ctkr.org. Go to the media tab located at the top of our website. Click there. Click again, go past the commercial, and then you will just join us right here at our live worship experience as we give God all praise, glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of the Lord. And then finally, amen, letting everybody know, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015 at 7 p.m. right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, Joshua Generation, Young Warriors Conference. Young people are having their first conference here live, and we invite you to come. 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. That'll be nightly, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. Amen. We're praising, we're worshiping, we're glorifying God in the best way that we know how. And most of all, we're getting the word of God so that we know what is next. Amen. The next thing that's coming, for God is preparing us and telling us to prepare ourselves for his next phase, his next move that he is doing. And I don't know about you, but I want to have my ear close to his mouth so I can hear what thus saith the Lord for my life. Amen. And the for the coming year. Amen. Glory to God. So that's January 29th through February 1st, 2015, Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. We also ask that you would please become a vision partner with this ministry. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. You can donate. Again, go on our website, www.ctkr.org. Amen. You'll see the donate button on our pages. And if any of you would like a prayer, amen, someone to touch and agree with you, amen, more information concerning us, go to the Contact Us tab, amen, located at the top of our website, amen. Follow the instructions there, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience, amen. Those are the announcements. Those are the upcoming events that we have. Let us all govern ourselves accordingly, amen. Now let us prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer, and then once we do that, we will move immediately into the praise and worship. Following that, the word of God being delivered by our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen? Amen. Come on, let us pray. Father, we bless you in this place. God, we glorify you in this place. There's no one like you. There's no one like our King. There is no one like our Lord. Father, we bless you and thank you and praise you for all that you have done. God, you have been good to us. You have been kind to us. You have been faithful to us, God. We thank you and we bless you. Even now, Father, as we, your people, come in this house, Father, we humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves at your feet, at telling you to have your way in our lives. We submit our will. We submit our minds. We submit our way unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you would breathe a fresh anointing upon your people this morning. Breathe a fresh anointing in their minds, their hearts, their souls. Breathe a fresh anointing, God, upon that sick one. Breathe a fresh anointing on that tired minister, God, that tired pastor, apostle, prophet, and teacher. Breathe a fresh anointing, God, on your people that are pushing and striving to do all that they can to live this holy kingdom life. God, breathe a fresh anointing on every church, God, that is striving to complete their purpose in you, that is standing up for righteousness and holiness on this day. Breathe a fresh anointing, God, even in this house, Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries. God, we thank you for the new face that you're putting upon this ministry. God, we thank you for the words that you have spoken over us, God. This is a season of rest, God. This is a season where there will be of ease, God. We thank you for the souls that are coming into this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're breathing a fresh anointing upon everybody's giftings in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're breathing a fresh anointing on the work of the ministry. God, we thank you that you're sending in the signs, the wonders, the miracles, God. We thank you that this church will no longer be hidden, but it will be a light shining in darkness in the city of Cocoa. God, we thank you right now that you have pulled the cloak off, God, and you're allowing those who are assigned to this ministry to hear and to see where we are in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are maturing us and that you're pushing us forward to complete the assignment that you have called and destined us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, even now, anoint the minstrels. Let them play under your anointing. Let them sing under the anointing, God. Sing the songs of Zion on this morning. Let them take us higher into the new realms of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prophetic word, God, that is coming. We thank you for the apostolic word that is being brought forth in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you're stirring us up. You're stirring us up to war. You're stirring us up to stand. You're undergirding us or girding us, God, with your strength. You're no longer removing us out of your right hand, but you're breathing fresh breath in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the souls being saved. We thank you for the souls being delivered. We thank you for those that are being healed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are broken are being healed now. We thank you for blinded eyes being opened, both naturally and spiritually. We thank you for ears being unstopped, both naturally and spiritually, God. Let us hear your voice in this place, in the name of Jesus. God, touch the apostle, God. Touch the man of God. Strengthen him. Continue for him to go further, God. Anoint him with a fresh word. Anoint him with fresh vision. Anoint him with fresh leadership, God. Give him a fresh word to lead this church into the new realm, into the new place that you have called us to be. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, we thank you for every prayer warrior. We thank you for every intercessor. We thank you for everyone that's coming forth. We're binding together, God. Knit our hearts together to move in this place. In the name of Jesus, we, God, give your name praise. We, God, give your name glory. We, God, give your name all the honor. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen. God, we glorify you in this place. The Bible declares, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. And in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of his word. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. We lift your name up. We magnify your name, God. There is none like you in all the earth.
Glory, glory.
And we worship you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. It's praise and worship time again in the house of the Lord. I'm excited about our praise and worship on today. Another chance to give God our best worship, our best praise. Hallelujah. How many of you know that every praise is to our God? Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Come on and help me sing. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, you're worthy in this place.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. How many of you want to give God a little more glory? Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. How many of you feel the Lord all over you? Hallelujah. In your hands, in your feet, down in your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your spirit all over me. And it's moving. Oh, it's moving. It's moving down in my soul. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your presence all over me. And it's moving. Oh, it's moving. It's moving down in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel your glory all over me. I feel your glory all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your glory all over me. Then I feel your glory all over me. I feel your glory all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your glory all over me. And it's moving. Oh, it is moving. Yes, it's moving. Down in my soul. Oh, I feel your power all over me. I feel your power all over me. It's in my hands, in my feet, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your power all over me. I feel your power all over me. I feel your power all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Oh, I feel your power all over me. And it's moving. Oh, it's moving. Yes, it's moving. Oh, it's moving. It's moving. together. Oh, God. I feel it moving. Oh, and it's moving. Oh, it is moving. That is moving. Jesus. That felt like the old saints were singing that song. Now listen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Come on, put your hands together. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus,
glory
he is
God.
On the main line now. You call him up. You pray. Hallelujah. Ask what you need of. And he is faithful and just to give you everything that you have need of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We just want to give God glory. Give God honor today. Hallelujah. We want to speak into the atmosphere. Those things that we have need of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We bless your name.
Come on, lift up your hands. I shall have what I decree, I believe
it belongs to
it
me.
It belongs to me. Sing that. I shall have what I decree, what I decree. I believe,
yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
it belongs to me.
I shall have, I shall have what I decree.
What I decree.
I believe,
yes,
I believe.
It belongs to me.
So
I'm gonna speak
into
the atmosphere. I'm gonna, so I will
speak into the atmosphere.
I will
speak into the atmosphere.
I will
speak into the atmosphere.
I shall have
what I decree.
What I decree.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs.
It belongs to me.
I shall have. I shall have what I decree.
What I decree.
I believe,
I believe,
it belongs to me, so I'm going to speak,
so I will
speak into the atmosphere, the word of the Lord, I will
speak into the atmosphere.
I believe you speaking through the atmosphere. Oh, speaking through the atmosphere. Come on, lift up your voice and say, speak,
speak it,
speak
it, speak it,
speak it,
speak it,
speak it.
I believe.
everybody one more time. I shall have.
I shall have.
What I decree.
What I believe.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to
one
me.
One more time. I shall have.
I shall have.
What I decree.
What I decree.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to speak into the atmosphere. So I'm going to speak into the atmosphere.
To know what belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
When you're in His will and in His way, you have that authority to have what you ask, to have what you ask.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Your name is worthy, oh God.
Your name is worthy.
We pray your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
So we will speak into atmosphere.
Yes, we shall, we shall, we shall. It's ours. It belongs to us. He said in His word.
Speaking to the atmosphere. You gotta know what belongs to you. It's in His word you got to.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Yes, God. Glory to God.
It belongs to you. You got to.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Amen. And He's worthy of the praise. Come on, open up your mouth. Hallelujah. And give Him some glory. Open up your mouth and give Him some honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give Him a praise with the fruit of your lips. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name in this house. Hallelujah. We worship your holy name. Glory to God. He's worthy of all the praise. Yes, He is. Amen and amen. We pray right now that the presence of the Lord is resting, ruling, and abiding wherever you may be at this moment. Amen. Watching us. Hallelujah. And that you will take into your heart what we just spoke, the last song, speaking to the atmosphere. You have the power to change everything around you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you. Amen. I didn't say this was, you know, good thinking and positive words and, you know, and if you think it, you know, and it'll happen, you know, the missing secret. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those who are abiding in His word. I just read it for you in 1 John chapter 5 and the 14th verse. Amen. If He is on the inside of you, His words, and you are abiding in Him, then when you pray, when you ask for things, it shall be done according to His will. Amen. Amen. Now let us put our hands together, amen, and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, open up your mouth, people of God, in the house and give Him praise. God is worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. There is none like our God. There's none like our King. There's none like our Lord and Savior, the Almighty Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved. And I'm glad, as the old folks say, to be in the number one more time, one more time. Amen. Glory to God. They actually sung the song, glad to be in the service. But I'm here to say I'm glad to be in the number, amen, one more time. Because God could have called anybody, amen. He could have called anybody to do the work. But you know what? He didn't decide to call anybody. He decided to call you and me. Amen. We got to be excited about the purpose, amen, that God has placed on the inside of us. You got to be ecstatic about it. And at the same time, you got to be busy about making sure that his will and his kingdom assignment is accomplished in the earth. Don't ever, 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 ever get this thing twisted that God needs you. He always has your backup, amen. And that's one thing many of us need to recognize. We think we're the only one that can do this. Can't nobody do it without us. Baby, I'm here to tell you right now on camera, God has your replacement if you do not get yourself together. Amen. He's not going to play and he's not going to beg. It's getting, as the old folks say, it's too late in the evening and the sun is going down. Amen. So the time is now. Get in a hurry. You know the song, and do it now. Do it now. We got to get busy getting his assignment done in the earth. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but when I go to see him, and we all shout, when I go to meet him, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And not only that, let me help you just a little bit more, is that when I get there, I want to be able to go into my mansion. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go into my new place, my new dwelling. Amen. Don't think you're not going to do anything, and when you get there, you're going to have all the exquisites and all the luxuries and all the plushness. It's not going to happen. Amen. Those who have done the work, amen, shall receive the crown. I know you didn't like that, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Listen, let me get out the way, amen, and let us receive none other than our apostle, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Amen.
God of praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and tell him God is doing something here today.
He's doing
something. I don't know if you noticed it. I don't know if you was paying attention to it. I want you to know that he is doing something here today. Amen. This morning here, we want to, first of all, just tell everyone that we are excited about what we see God doing. We know in the holiday season that there are people who come and things that are going on. So we are missing some people in the house this morning, but I'm okay about that because I understand what the Lord is doing. Look at your neighbor and say, don't get caught up in short-term vision. Have long-term spiritual insight. What that means is that there's some things that God will let you know ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And then as you progress out into it, then you'll see how it comes together. Amen?
Yep.
Amen. And when we do that, then God helps us. Amen. And I'm looking at him helping me. How many of you need the Lord to help you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Amen. I want to just say a few things here. We've noticed and have been noticing that God has been doing some things with us and through us in our lives and in the ministry, especially as it relates to the praise and worship. Amen. And we see it growing. Amen. How many of you see it growing? How many of you are excited about the growth that you see? Amen. Amen. And the thing is that we're excited about it because we know that birth takes pressure. Amen.
All right.
I don't know any baby that came through. There was no birth pains. And there was no contractions. Amen. Those of you who've had a baby, say amen if you know what I'm telling through. Ooh, there's something else, ain't it? I wouldn't know, being that I'm a male. I can empathize with you. I just can't sympathize with you. Amen. And so one of the things is that as we are dealing with new things that God is giving us, things that we need to address, things that we need to go forward and look for, amen, we'll see that there are some things that he has told us to do, some things that he has assigned for us to do. And in each one of those steps, amen, you'll see that there is some pressure, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, pressure is natural. Amen. If you don't believe it, if we take away the pressure that gravity puts upon us on the earth and other objects, let's just take away the pressure of gravity. And all of us will go floating off of the planet. Amen. Because there's nothing then to hold you to the planet. Amen. There's nothing to hold you here. So we need to have pressure. Pressure is good. Amen. And pressure is healthy. Amen. As I said before, you'll never hear that a child was born without some type of pressure. Amen. And because we know that, then we can celebrate the fact that God, because he loves us, he pushes us. He presses us in. Amen. The Bible says that we should be conformed, amen, to the image of God's dear Son. And in being conformed, that means that everything that was out of that form, amen, is pressed into, or listen to this, or it is stripped off. Y'all got that? So there are some things that God has given you, and it's yours. You're going to have it, amen. But it's out of alignment. Y'all see that? So what God does is he then begins to bring that into conformity with his plan and with his word. Amen? Y'all see it? And then there's other things that we have attached to us that will never fit the form of what God called you to. You see that? So what he has to do is he has to strip that off of us. And look at your neighbor and say, and you need to let it go when he does it. Because most of the time when God decides in his sovereign will to remove something from us, we begin to plead our case as if our case has validity in his sovereign ears. Y'all see that? And God is trying to let us know, I know you. I knew about you before I formed the foundations of the world. I knew what you were going to be. I knew how you were going to be used. I understood the plan I had for your life. See, we have to go back to understanding that God didn't make a mistake in our life. We might make mistakes with our lives, but God didn't make a mistake with our life. Look at your neighbor and say, God didn't make a mistake with my life. Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't make a mistake with my life. He knew everything about me, and he designed a purpose for my life. Amen. And because he designed it, you see that, then he has already put in place every provision I need. He's put in place every resource that I would need, I would have to have in order to be successful. I told you before, I have an anointing on my life to succeed. Y'all need to remind yourself of that. Just look at your neighbor and say, I am anointed to succeed. Every once in a while, you need to just go back and remind yourself of that simple truth and just tell them that I am anointed to succeed. Sometimes you need to get up and look in the mirror and look in that mirror, and when you start seeing your frailties, your flaws, your shortcomings, you need to simply say to yourself, you know what, I might look like this right now. I might not be all pretty, but give me just a moment. How many females in here know when you walk in the mirror, in your bathroom in the morning, you look in the mirror, you ain't as pretty as you gonna be about time you walk out that door. You walk in there and you be looking, talking about, whoosh, yeah. By the time you get to getting this and putting it on and getting that and moving this over and tightening that up and then highlighting this and getting rid of this and moving that, this, and by the time y'all walk out, y'all be like, who is that? See, you have to understand that everything was already there. It just wasn't in its place. And you took time in the morning to put it in this place. Amen. And the same thing with your life. Everything that God has for you is already there. It's just not in place yet. I wish I could preach this morning. Huh? God's going to take time and make sure that everything that needs to be there will be there. It will be in its place. Amen. But you got to get to a place where you know who he is. Greater than that, you have to know who you are in him. Amen. there are two places that I've found that the body of Christ is lacking and where we have concerns. And number one is we don't know who we really serve.
True.
Number two, we don't know who we really are when we serve them. So we seek identity. We seek something that will allow us to feel a part of, amen, a body or a part of something. We want to be connected to something. We want to have identity and identify with something that we see that's progressive and forward going. We want to be a part of the thing. You know what I'm talking about? The next big thing. We want to be a part of that. Amen? Everybody's trying to look at what might be going so you can invest on a ground level and reap the benefits when it goes all the way up. Amen? Everybody's trying to do that. But you don't understand that you, as a child of God, you've already won. You've already been established. You've already had the blessings. You already have the wholeness, the fullness. You see that? So we got to start running after what God has already given us and simply put it in alignment. Amen? Put it in this place. Look at your neighbor and say, this year coming, starting this year too, I'm going to put some things in their place. I'm going to look better after all of this is done. Come on, give God a praise. Woo! That's going to preach. That's going to preach. Amen. This morning, I want to simply go into something that we have been dealing with before. And I told you that we've been watching our praise and worship as it's changing. Amen. So we have to make sure that we continue teaching here. The responsibility of praise and worship is not just the praise and worship leader. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's your responsibility too. See, we have to get out of this thing where we come to church and we wait for the show to start so we can be entertained. And then we want a witty word with stats and quips and a nice little story in there to correlate all the facts and, you know, principles of what we heard. And then we can, you know, get up and feel good and give a little money and, you know, so we sow it into it and we look for our blessing and then we go out. But that is so lacking. We're really coming into the household of faith so we can worship. Amen. That's why when we talk about your Sunday service, it's really not called service. It's called worship. What time do y'all worship on Sunday? Oh, we worship. Your Sunday worship service. You see that? Sunday worship is. Because worship is something that we come to do. Amen? And you can't get to worship until you understand what you are worshiping. Listen, there's something that we have to understand here. And we're going to go to Psalms 34, 1 through 3. Amen. Let me just go ahead and read that into your hearing now from the New King James Version. That way we'll have it. The scripture will have been read and you'll be able to follow where we're at. Amen. And it simply says here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So then we have to understand then that when we come together, our job is to exalt his name together. Everybody say together. And that's the reason why I say it's not just the praise and worship leader. I think we put a lot of pressure on the praise and worship leader to be exciting and to lead us into some place that we ourselves need to be trying to go ourselves. Amen. You already should have planned in your life that I'm going to get in God's face. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to get up here. We're going to, it's something about getting to church. I remember when I was younger coming up, we used to have midwinter youth conventions and other things, and whenever we have these services, we was trying to get to church because we were trying to get in there and give God his praise. We want to get our praise on. We want to get our shout on. We want to make sure that we was, everything had to be, and this wasn't the children's church. Let me rectify that. We have this anomaly that we have created now where we take the children and put them someplace else so we can come in and praise the Lord. And what happens is they go in there and they learn how to eat animal crackers and drink red fruit punch or whatever it is, and they see a puppet show or they see a video presentation, but they don't really know nothing about God. So when the enemy comes and starts telling them that there is no Jesus and that the Bible's faulty and there's no God, and they begin to spew out their atheistic and their agnostic theologies to them, they don't have no word inside of them, because all they can tell you about is VeggieTales and how this was Bible-like, but they don't know the word of God. So we got to stop dismissing our children and allow them to develop in the household of faith. That's the atmosphere that I developed in. Amen. It was that atmosphere, amen, that allowed me to do what I needed to do. Amen. What it allowed me to do was it allowed me to see what real praise was. It allowed me to see what real praisers were. Amen. It allowed me to see what real worshipers did when they really worshiped. How many of you can attest to being in the presence of the Lord when the power of God hit and it wasn't about a shout, but something came over the house and we couldn't do nothing but just stand there and weep before the Lord. We hit our knees and we just cried out before him. And it wasn't about a hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes it was, oh, and the atmosphere was set. And you would hear somebody sing, "We are standing on holy ground," and everyone would begin to bow before his presence, and we would be there. It wasn't about hitting it, saying, "Oh, look what we accomplished." No, the purpose of it was getting in his presence to dwell. See, we've lost that because our focus has been to come in and watch the show and not be part of the experience. We've watched different ones like Benny Hinn and others who have whole masses of people just worshiping God. You think that is part of his show or his showmanship that he begins to say, "Oh, I feel his presence. Oh, I feel him. He's over here." Just, and people just, he's just doing that. They just falling out. Because no, you need to understand that the atmosphere was set for the wind of the Spirit. And those that are connected to him, just like the willows in the wind, when he comes blowing by, they respond to it. You have to understand, this thing is real. Look at your neighbor and say, "This is real."
This is real.
We've had faith so long that we've lost our ability to deal with real. When real come along, we fight real as if it's the fake. Because we haven't had enough real around us to validate what is and what is not real. Look at your neighbor and say, "But we're getting back to that." Say it again, "We're getting back to that." When we begin here in Psalms, the 34th chapter, and we begin to look at this, we need to see that there are some things that we have to do. First of all, as I said, worship is not a solo event, amen. And what I mean by that, your praise and worship leader, your praise and worship team is there to help you to get into his presence, amen. They're not the show to watch. Ooh, they singing my song. I like that song. Ooh, hit my part. And don't let them miss the part of the song that you like where your favorite artist hit a note or did something and they did something different. They say, "Woo, you need to sing like them because that's my part." Wait a minute. All of that. This is not a video shoot. Huh? This is not the live concert from you got to understand that when we're coming in, worship for each individual is going to be different, amen? Praise for each individual is different, amen? When you understand that, then you'll stop coming in trying to make them look like your favorite artist. Oh, I saw him on TV, and he came up at one point, and he began to look off into a distant land and begin to articulate what he was seeing. Could you do that part in the song when you get to it? No. Showmanship. When we should be focused on him, we're focusing on making sure we get all his words together. I was working with a choir, and when they, I looked at them, and every time they would write down the lyrics to the song, they would write down all the ad-libs that the artist did. And they would get up there, and they would read it. And I was doing it, and I was teaching and getting them together. And as I got to one part, I did something different than what the ad-lib was. And they was lost and turning the paper, trying to figure out where I was. And I was like, hey, listen, let me tell y'all something. The lyrics are there so we know what they're saying. But those ad-libs came from the person and their experience. Don't be telling me that you had a car accident and you ain't never drove a day in your life. Stop lying before the people, because you like that part of the song, and learn how to use your personal experience to love on God. Help somebody. Ooh, I know that's a rough one right there. They wouldn't move if he said, and the Lord said, and you said, Jesus said, they would be like, is that on the second or third verse? Really? You looking, I mean, because I was looking for the Lord. I said, Jesus. Yeah, I guess he is Lord. Wait a minute, if you had to go through all that thought just to see that we said the same thing, you too focused on that piece of paper. And some people, when it comes down to worship, you more focus on making sure the paper is followed than he is actually moved by what you're doing. I don't want my wife reading to me, I love you. I want her to be able to look at me and say, you know, I love you. You see, this totally different. Same words, two different expressions. Y'all understand? Huh? So we have a responsibility when it comes down to praise and worship. It's not to depend solely on a person standing in front of you, the group standing in front of you, but to make sure that you hear what you need to hear from the Spirit. Amen. And let me tell this to you. You can't hear nothing from the Spirit if the only time you get in the Spirit is when you come to church. You listen and look at everything else, and you focus on all this other stuff. And when you get into the presence of the Lord, now it feels odd. You know why it feels odd? Because you're not used to his presence. You know why? Because you don't spend no time in it. Well, somebody say amen. Listen, when we get in here and we're doing this corporately, then we need to take some time and make sure that everyone is getting what they need. Amen. And first of all, you go in loud. Why? Maybe someone's waiting for you to open your mouth and make a joyful noise. That's why they've been looking at you. That's why you need to move. Somebody's watching you, waiting on you. So when we have people come in and they don't know what to do in the presence of the Lord because they have not been, they didn't come up in church, they came off the street, and they don't see you doing nothing but watching, they're going to come in and watch and think that's what real worship is. Brother, sister, we got to get to opening up our mouth. We got to get to talking to him. We got to get to moving. We got to get to celebrating him. Amen? Ain't that right, Genesis? Amen. Huh? So, you see, they're waiting on you to open up your mouth. They're waiting on you to make a joyful noise. Maybe they're waiting for the right time to Shabbat the Lord. Amen? Now, let me go through all of this because I want you to understand. Maybe they're waiting for a dance. They're waiting for a shout to erupt. And when I talk about a shout, I'm not talking about a dance. I'm talking about, oh! You know, there's a time when you can't say nothing and you just need to get it off of you. Have you ever noticed that when a football player or a baseball player or somebody or, you know, when an athlete wins a race, they run, they like, yeah! You know what that is? That is an expression of something that just happened. And every once in a while, God does something for you and your hallelujah is not adequate enough. You understand? So you just, oh, jeez, woo. And it's like, what is that? Oh, part of that. Look at your neighbor and say, that's the praise. It's called a Shabbat. It's a shout before the Lord. It's not necessarily that you are saying syllables. It's that you're actually making the noise in praise to God. Y'all see that? So when you feel it and you begin to make noise,
then God is hearing what you're saying in the spirit. Isn't it interesting in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, it says that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groans that cannot be uttered. In other words, your groan has articulable phrasing. So your Shabbat, has articulable phrasing. That means that heaven heard what you didn't think you said, but you meant it in your expression. You understand? They're waiting for a Shabbat. They're waiting for a dance. They're waiting for a shout to erupt. They want to go behind the veil because, you know, when you go behind the veil, they want to know what's back there too. This is one time when curiosity will not kill the cat. Amen? Curiosity here is I want to know what you are experiencing in worship, and I want to experience it too. Look at your neighbor and say, don't mind me. I'm going to go behind the veil. That's right. You gotta go in for yourself. That's why you open up your mouth. That's why it's important for you to praise God. That's why it's important for you to lose yourself in worship. When you lose yourself in worship, then the praise and worship leader don't have to pull you into his presence. You're walking by yourself. Amen. Huh? You don't know who's been waiting on you. You don't know who's been waiting on that praise. They've been waiting on you to worship. And we got to get into worshiping. Amen. Huh? You need to let somebody know that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, blessing the Lord at all times says that before I look for the Lord to bless me, I'm going to bless him. And let me show you something. You will never lose out on this exchange, amen? Because when you bless him, when he reciprocates the blessing to you, he makes sure that he gives you more than you ever gave him. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't beat God-giving. Huh? So when we come in, instead of looking and seeing who's doing what, I want everybody to come in and begin to open up your mouths and begin to lift up your hand, clap your hands, let the Lord know that you're happy that he allowed you to make it here. You're excited about the fact that he gave you strength in your body. Huh? You need to let them know that I'm going to give God all his praise. Amen. Come on, let's do that right now. Everybody open up your mouth and give God some praise. Put your hands together, open up your mouth and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the God. Glory to you, Lord. We got to come in and stop being concerned about who's looking and who's around us and what's going on. See, instead of being concerned about the person next to you, be concerned about getting into the spirit. Huh? So that the spirit can get into you. How many times have people come to church and they come in and the presence of the Lord has been there, but they've been so busy and so preoccupied and so distracted by their surrounding that they came in looking for him and left out without finding him. And what they came for was something that was going to strengthen them and secure them and give them resource and give them encouragement and substance so that they could face the wiles of the week coming. Amen. See, there's some problems that are coming that you need a praise in advance for. Amen. There are some things coming in your life that before you even get to it, you have to already have checked into the bank of heaven and deposited a worship. You have to already have put a praise inside of there. You have to already have put a shout inside of there. You should have already put a dance inside of there. You should have already gotten to his presence and stored it up there. You don't have time to wait until you get to, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord. I need you to move right now. Come on, Jesus, move right now. You want to talk to him at all? And he said, okay, wait a minute. I think we might have a deposit coming through. Let's see if we got anything to balance that check with. Because you know, if you go to the bank with a $100,000 check and you ain't got but 5 cents in there, they ain't cashing that check. Okay, maybe that's too much for y'all to think about. A $1,000 check and you only got $5 in there, they ain't cashing the check. They're going to hold the check until it clears. And some of you have been calling on God thinking that when you call on him at the last minute, that that praise check that you just deposited is going to clear right now. Brother, sister, you ain't getting no money back off of this one. You're going to have to wait till it clears. Wouldn't it be better if you had already deposited a praise on the inside of there? You had already made a deposit in heaven's vault. Something you can bank against. So we don't have time to worry about people around us. We need to get into his presence. Huh? So when I ask the question, are there any true worshipers? I'm asking that question because I'm tired of the show. I'm tired of the performances. I'm ready to get back to old school church. When we came in and walking in the door, you know, that's what they said when they came in. They walked in. Didn't nobody walk in making noise. Hey, y'all, how you doing? People came in reverence. They opened up the door and they walked in, waving. Hit their knees. Sought the Lord. So that when it was time for worship and praise and worship to go forward, everyone was focused on just getting in his presence. We got to get to that. Amen. No, let me say it like this. We got to get back to that. Music playing in the background. We used to have prayer warriors who used to set the tone. We didn't need a CD or a playlist. Their work. Their praise set the atmosphere. You walk in, you hear, oh, and you would hear them, and they would be different places of the sanctuary crying out to God. Huh? That was the sound that we heard, not the latest song from Kirk Franklin. We didn't hear Shirley Caesar moaning in the background. We heard real praisers and real worshipers, real intercession going on in the household of faith. Now, you say, Apostle, why are you preaching on this? Why are you teaching on this? We know this. I know we know this, but we've forgotten it. We replace God with things that stand in. And now when we need the substance of what the foundation was built on, we don't have that substance anymore. We're still looking for something, and what we're looking for is something that will not satisfy. You have to understand the only thing that's going to satisfy is true worship, true praise. Jesus is the only thing that's going to satisfy. Look at your neighbor and just ask them a question. Are you a true worshiper? I want to know now, is there anybody here who loves Jesus? Is there anybody willing then to lose yourself in praise? Is there anybody who is ready to lose yourself in worship to the point where time loses hold of you? Oh, you didn't know that could happen? Yeah, that could happen. We praise God until we, I used to try to figure out how was it that we went in church at 7 o'clock, 7:30, and got out at 11:30, and no one knew where all the time went. I'm waiting. You know why? Because to the carnal, to the uninitiated, we just went in there and made a lot of noise and did a whole lot of extraness that could have been cut out and cut the service all the way down too. Am I right? Huh? And I will agree with you to a certain point. They shouldn't have been in there taking an hour worth of offering, trying to get you to give. Because when they give you the opportunity to give, something on the inside of you should have said, I love him enough to make sure that we never have a need in the household of faith. You see that? We give according to our love for him. Tithes are your duty. Your offering is your expression of love. If you look at your tithes and you look at your offering and they don't at least meet, then we got some questions that we need to ask you about who you really love. Look at your neighbor and say, that's worship too. Okay. In order for us to understand that as worship, then we have to understand then how we get to worship. And I told you before, we get to worship through praise. What is praise, though? The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia gives us this definition of praise. Its meaning is this. The word comes from the Latin pretium, or price, okay, or value. And it may be defined generally as the ascription of value or worth. Keep that word worth in your mind, okay? Praise may be bestowed upon unworthy objects or from improper motive. But true praise consists in a sincere acknowledgement of a real conviction of worth. So now, when we talk about praise in light of who he is, then we have to understand that in our minds sometimes he is not worth our praise. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the politically correct thing that we do. I'm talking about the reality of what we see. Somebody say, help us, Jesus. See, because we've learned to say that we love him and we praise him. And we bless your name. But we really can't bless the Lord at all times if he's not worth the blessing. We are going to have trouble dealing with blessing him and praising him and then getting into worship if he has no worth. The word worship comes from worth-ship. What is he worth to you? And if he has no value, praise, you can never ascribe to him a worth. Rest what that value or worth is. Y'all see? So let's look at then. Notice he said, true praise consists in a sincere acknowledgement of a real conviction, huh? A worth. We got to get past just saying that he's worthy of our praise and really demonstrating and knowing that he is really worthy of our praise. Amen? Now, let's look at this. Let's see how we can praise the Lord. Amen? Everyone say Tehillah. Tehillah is a psalm, or it is it's a praise. It is a song, if you will. When we sing unto the Lord, we're giving him a tehillah praise. Amen. Melissa, every time that you are standing here and you before the Lord and that word comes out of your mouth, you're giving God through your actions a tehillah praise. It is a song or psalms. You see that? It is something that we give to the Lord. Amen. Genesis, when you are sitting in a seat and you hear the song and you start singing along to it and everything, you're giving God a praise when you sing that song to him. Amen. Todah. Everyone say Todah. It's a confession or thanksgiving. I said it just a little bit ago, a few weeks, that we came from Thanksgiving into the season of just giving. And for most, it became a season of just getting. But we got to go back to the thanks and put it back on there. Thanksgiving, huh, comes from a confession. What are we confessing? We're confessing that if it had not been for him and what he did on my life and what he did on my behalf, I would not be able to be here now. So I am so thankful for what you've done. Everybody say Shabbat. I said Shabbat before was a shout unto the Lord, but it means to praise or to glorify God. Amen. Everybody right now, open up your mouth and give God a Shabbat praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we are coming out, people say, oh, y'all making too much noise. Just tell them it's just a praise. Amen. Huh? And then make some more noise. Amen. Zamar is to praise him with the instrument and with singing. Amen? So when we are up here and we're ministering in song, it's a Zamar praise. The singing goes along with that as well. Amen? Just like Tehillah. Amen? Yada means to stretch out your hand. Amen? It is a form. So when we say lift up your hands before the Lord, then what we're telling you is to give God a yada praise. Amen? Huh? Taqwa means to clap your hands. Now, clapping your hands means is striking a blow. Okay? And sometimes you have to understand when you're praising God, you are clapping your hands, but I say open up your mouth, because when you strike a blow, you know, you just smacked them, but you didn't tell them what. You know what I'm saying? And my mother, when she got me and I got, and she said, pop, you know, the first thing she said, didn't I tell you, blah, 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 you see? So there was a communication of what was going on and what the corrective behavior was before there was a reminder not to get back to this this place. Amen? Ruah is to split the ears with sound or a shout, okay? And then there's a couple of others. Amen? We deal with Kara, which means to dance. Amen? So you have to understand that there is so much that goes on with praise. Amen? So many terms. Every time we look in the Bible and we see praise, you have to ask the question, what kind of praise is this? Amen? Okay? So praise is your singing. Praise is your dancing. Praise is when you clap your hands. Praise is your shouting with a loud voice unto God concerning his value to you. You see that? Praise is when you give God your time and your energy instead of giving your time, your energy, and your focus to everything else. Praise is when you give God your tithe and your offering. You're letting God know that you value him and that you trust him, huh? You're showing God that he has value in your life. Yeah. Now look at your neighbor and say, I'm a praiser. Huh? Now, you have to encourage one another then to praise the Lord. It's not enough then, it's not enough for you to say I'm a praiser and then not praise God. And let me say this, you can't praise God in one place, in one area of your life, and neglect the others. Huh? Listen, I'm saved all day long, all right? And because I am, even though there are times in my life where my flesh is tried, my resolve and my dedication to my salvation and the one that saved me keeps my flesh in check. Every once in a while, my flesh will get to a boiling or a tipping point. Sometimes I listen to myself instead of the Spirit telling me not to. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. And thank God for the blood. Amen. Because even if I mess up, it will redeem me again. Huh? The blood has properties, efficacious properties, which means every time you apply it, it works. Huh? So that means that if I mess up, I can get it right and clean up again. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't let what the devil said keep you from your praise. Because you know as soon as you mess up and you go to lift up your hands, the devil reminds you of what you did. The devil reminds you of where you was. The devil reminds you of how you enjoyed and how it felt and remember. And then when you try to lift up your hands go from up here to about right here to right here. And pretty soon you just, you know, and then you just. And what he's done is he's stolen your praise. But when he comes to remind you of what you've done, you should remind him of what Jesus did. Somebody need to get real happy about that. Because in your life, you know that there are times when you have messed up, and if it hadn't been for the blood of Jesus, if God would have gave to you what you needed to get based on your behavior pattern, it wouldn't have been as good as it is now. How many of you know that if he hadn't kept you and sustained you, it wouldn't have looked like this? So we got to get to the place where we're praising God and when we're lifting him up and when we're celebrating Jesus. We're going to do it. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it loudly. As we go into this next year, I want you to keep those terms Shabbat in mind. I want you to keep Zamir in mind. I want you to keep Kara in mind. Huh? I want you to keep Tehillah in mind. You see that? Because these things are things we're going to have to do. And while we're doing it, don't forget Todah. Don't forget Yada. Huh? Remind yourself that what he's done for you is praise and thankworthy. Amen? So that you can give him praise. Now, let me show you. Because praise and worship, huh, is connected. I told you that praise ascribes a value. But worship ascribes a worth. The building is just four walls. To be here costs X amount per square foot. Amen? That is its value. It doesn't take on worth until we put our things in it. Look at your neighbor and say, praise without investment will never come to worship. Y'all see that? What you put inside of what you value describes its worth. If I come in with a kazoo, you know, or a piece of paper and a comb, and that's what our instruments are, then that's what I put in there. It's a worth. That's what we use to praise the Lord. That is not, no. Because I love him like that, I buy the best equipment. Amen? We use quality software and other things and make sure things are right because we love him on that level. He is valuable to us. And because he's valuable to us, when I look at buying or purchasing or doing, we be going looking at things, we ascribe its worth based on his worth. If we can do this, why can we do this? Because he's worth it. Y'all see that? What was that commercial that came out where the lady said, because I'm worth it? And what was it? It's something that she was doing for herself. But it was Revlon or something like that. And yeah, one of those, you know, L'Oreal or whatever it is, you know, because I'm worth it. See, when people, and what they're telling you is that, yeah, this might be a little bit more costly than what you would have normally got, but if it's worth it, you'll invest in it. Amen. I want you to start thinking about God's value. And then I want you to ascribe a worth to it. Stop taking him for granted, hoping that, well, you know, he chose me. He did. And with that came the responsibility to praise and to worship. Amen? We got to get to doing what is right in his presence. Amen? I'm not done. We just quit it. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins. I pray that you pray this prayer with me. I want you to know him like I know him. Just pray this prayer. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where they may be matured and go on to do the work that you called them to do. We pray for those who are sick and shut in, Lord, that you would touch their bodies. We pray for those who need miracles, signs, and wonders to manifest in their life. Lord, that it would do so, that you would get glory out of everything that they're going through and the outcome of it as well. Now, Lord, as we go forward, we pray, Lord, that you would send in the souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Open up the windows of heaven. Provide, Lord, the resources and those things that we need so that we can do the work that you called us to do and be effective in kingdom building and building disciples and brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Now, we pray, Lord, for our ministries that are around the world
that you would move. Send your ministering angels to minister there and to provide for their needs in the name of Jesus, especially their protection. Take them and kill and torture and do other things. Lord, thank you for the freedom we have here in the United States to worship you. But I pray for those who are not free in foreign lands like Pakistan and Nigeria and Kenya, those places where they have came into persecution because of Christianity. I pray for them now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.com, you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle. And then again Thursday at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere. Next Friday at 7 p.m. for the Christ the King Redemption Ministry Friday Night Jam, which is Jesus and Me Ministry. And then again next Sunday at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemption Ministries Worship Experience. We're looking forward to worshiping with you, and we love you in the name of the Lord. Come on, let's give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you.